producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's a Monday, and if you like squirrels better than a Vikings win, you probably think it's an okay Monday, right? You're pretty happy today. If you like the Vikings to win, you're probably not so happy. You know, if you like the Deacons to win in volleyball at the state champ, I need to eat a little bit of crow here because the Bismarck Century volleyballers were darn good on Saturday in the state championship game, and I've been crowing all week about the Deacons. So credit where it's due, right, Todd? Hand out the credit right there where it's due.
That's right.
You're probably not happy because, you know, the Mercedes got put away for the weekend, right? Or the winter over the weekend, right?
Well, and then as soon as I got back from having done that, somebody rides their motorcycle right in front of the house. So
yeah,
it's like, yeah, rub it in.
I know. When snow comes and I see there's some more this week, I'm going to be thinking of you deciding to put away the convertible because you're going to bring on the snow. You've said no mas. You're waving the white flag.
Well, I mean, at some point.
Bring on the snow.
You got to figure Thanksgiving week, it's probably time, right?
There you go. Anyway, happy Monday, my friends. Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And we do not like mentioning that without mentioning the fact that you're the reason for it. Those of you listening to the radio right now. And when you tell your friends and neighbors, hey, turn this show on, you're going to like it. Then you're doing us a big favor, too. So just keep doing that. We appreciate it very much. We are broadcasting today from the Watford City High School. This won't be the Watford City High School for much longer. Steve Holland, the superintendent of McKenzie County School District, will join us a little later on this hour to talk about the growth in this community, which, you know, I know it's neck and neck between Watford City and West Fargo, and which is the fastest growing city in North Dakota. That's why when I'm here, I just have enormous energy. I really do. Everybody has a little bounce in their step. You look over there, there's a new hospital being built. Look over there, a new school being built. I mean, the new housing development over there, a new project there, new roads there. It's just, it's new life in a community, and it's really fun to watch. So really enjoy it very much. And also today, Senator John Hoeven will be here. I hope people understand how cool this is, how unique this is, to have this kind of access to your member of Congress. There are not many United States senators today, as we speak, that will walk into an auditorium and have no idea who's in the room, nor what kind of questions they're going to be asked. But Senator Hoeven will do that today here in Watford City. High school students will be here, you know, from a couple of classes, civics class and a history class, and ask questions. Members of the public have been invited over the last week to join us as well and be here to ask questions. And, of course, you listening in the audience will be able to call and ask anything as well. That just doesn't happen very often. Now, it's weird. It's bizarre. I don't understand why it's like that most other places, because to me, a member of Congress serves the public. They work for us. And, obviously, they should want and value our input and opinion and listen. And so these are pretty cool. So I know we do so many of them. But I just today was thinking, partially because today we have Senator Hoeven, tomorrow we have Congressman Kramer, because of the Thanksgiving holiday, we're going a little early with the weekly talk radio town hall that he does. Then I see on our calendar that in Bismarck and Mandan, the next two nights, there are Coffee with Kramer events, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., same deal. You know, Congressman Kramer tonight going over to Bone Shaker's coffee company in Bismarck, 6:30 to 7 p.m., tomorrow night, Dakota Farms, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in Mandan. And just sit down and chat with people about whatever you'd like to ask. Now, obviously, those won't be on the radio today and tomorrow on the radio, but do you understand what I'm saying when I say that's not something you should take for granted? Do you agree with me that that's pretty cool, pretty amazing, and, you know, something that I hope people take advantage of? Because it's real easy to open up the paper, watch the evening news, listen to a radio talk show, and say, oh, this is terrible. They're idiots. They don't get it. They don't listen. They don't, you know, and grumble. We all grumble pretty easily. But this is your opportunity to make a difference. If you have a better way to take on ISIS, if you have a better way to vet refugees, if you think if we just implemented this tax system, our economy would come back, Here is one-on-one opportunity with your member of Congress to let them know how you feel about that. That is cool, I'm here to tell you. And it's also very valuable in my mind. So tell me if you agree or disagree on that point, okay? Meanwhile, if you're from Minnesota, you probably are really happy that your governor spent the night with the Black Lives Matter folks last night. Do you think that he was doing that, Governor Dayton, I'm speaking of, to better understand them, to sort of say, hey, let's get some solutions here, or might it have been to pander to a particular group of people that, you know, again, I'd rather a senator in today's case or Congressman Kramer tomorrow, I'd rather they say, here I am, all takers, all no matter what you believe, you're Republican, you're Democrat, you're left, you're right, you're whatever color, whatever creed, hey, let me hear from you. No, no, no. Governor Dayton, what is he doing? He's going to single out the Black Lives Matter movement and say, I'll spend some time with them. Isn't that pandering? Isn't that pure politics? I don't know. I think it is. I want your opinion as well. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, North Dakota Oil Can Facebook page. Great resources for finding out what is happening. Check them out. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Some new videos up there that are really neat. So really nice. And I want you to agree or disagree with me on whether what I've just described, a talk radio town hall here in Watford City with Senator Hovind today, calls and questions from folks here and listening on the air, same with Congressman Kramer over the next couple of nights and on the air tomorrow. If you agree, we're a part of something special here and we need to take advantage of it, or whether this is no big deal, whoop-de-doo, who cares? You're just jumping up and down, sound like a cheerleader with a pair of pom-poms in and put a sock in it. Okay, that's fine, too.
Has anybody ever accused you of looking like that? Or
not looking like. No, being, yes, but not actually looking.
You
like
just created a visual that now I can't get out of my head.
James in West Central Minnesota is on the program. Hello, James. What's on your mind?
Hey, God bless you guys. I appreciate your station, and I just got an idea that come to me. I guess I haven't heard it from anybody as a narrative yet with ISIS and that, and I guess I'm kind of sick of Obama chastising or getting actually angry at me as an American or all of us as Americans that we got to stop and we got to be more tolerant, and he's got all kinds of ideas. But the thing is, when he says that we need to be tough and stop worrying about widows and orphans, if you see footage from even the most liberal TV program, there's not no widows and orphans I see. These are at least 90% people of military age, and there's mob sightings of them all the way from Denmark to Sweden of Muslim extremists. But bottom line is, I think they should be tough, stay there and fight. Can you imagine us running to Canada or Mexico or us being refugees because of something coming here? I think every red-blooded American would, get on a trail of tears and start walking and going into other countries and abusing them and causing trouble there. We would stay and fight. And, I mean, if Syria, it's too bad that that came to Syria, and it's too bad that Assad's the leader of Syria, but stay there and fight. Why don't they be men? And I guess that's just my thought. What do you think?
Well, a couple things. One, and we'll talk with Senator Hovind about this next hour, but that members of Congress have asked for here is to ensure and improve, ensure that the vetting process is what they claim it is, and better it where it needs to be bettered. I mean, how anybody can be against bettering a background check, bettering the vetting process, says, do you have ulterior motives? Why would you be against that, number one? Number two, the president ought to come to Minnesota and learn a little bit more about the Somalian community there, some of whom have joined ISIS and gone overseas after being brought here as a refugee. So, we have real-world examples, to your point, where this is the real deal. Here's what he said. Todd, do you have that clip? What James is talking about in the president's sort of lecture to us about how we ought to respond to all this. ISIS and the background checks. Go ahead and roll it, Todd.
Even as we destroy ISIL on the battlefield, and we will destroy them, we will take back land that they are currently in. We will cut off their financing. We will hunt down their leadership. We will dismantle their networks and their supply lines, and we will ultimately destroy them. Even as we are in the process of doing that, we want to make sure that we don't lose our own values and our own principles.
So there's the lecture, right? If you don't allow them in, then exactly. You're losing your values and your principles. That's what he's saying. I want our listeners' reaction to that, James, because I agree with you. And by the way, how about providing a safe zone there for them? Members of Congress have, for the last 2 years, suggested no-fly zones because they saw this crisis coming with these refugees leaving and pouring into other countries, knowing full well is going to come here. If we enforced a no-fly zone, they'd have an area of protection. But again, maybe that's not what they want, is to keep them there.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color options, I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department, too, in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brand at 701-444-2341. Great service department, too. Call Sonia for your service, 701-444-2341.
I'm Insignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
In the blink of an eye, they're applying for college, getting married, buying their first home, raising your grandchildren, and just how you're always with them on every step of their journey. Alaris will be right there with you on yours. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com. Or stop by and talk with us today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Broadcasting today from the Watford City High School. By the way, if you're coming over for the Talk Radio Town Hall today with Senator John Hoeven, who'll be here from 10 to 11 local time in Watford City, which is essential time in Watford. And have never been to the Watford City High School before, look for door 14. Door 14, which I guess would be the southwest corner of the high school, if you want to find a spot to park. And if you have no idea where the Watford City High School is, just get to downtown Watford City, and then you can find your way a little bit to the east. You know, if you get to downtown, the main street, and then come east, you'll find it pretty easy. Okay? Anyway, I love to see you here. Door 14 today. Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator John Holman for the full hour. Some students here, but the public welcome as well, and lots of questions from the audience today, so it should be fun. Telephone number in the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, busy week last week. Mayville, Cooperstown, New Rockford for Big Flavor Dave, and we'll give you details on the next Cloverdale Big Flavor stop here coming up later on in the week. Looking forward to that as well. And brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, home of the Apache Sprayer. And we're not even to 2016. They already have the 2016s in, which means the latest and the greatest. Spent a little time recently, last week, at the Implement Dealers Association. And it is amazing how new technology and innovation in implements pays off. The ROI is there. So when you think, oh, well, 2016, but I already have a 2014, there are a lot of folks that I've got to have the 2016 because I'll have that much more of an edge. And with commodity prices where they are and forecasted to continue in that range, unfortunately, for the next couple of years, every little bit matters, including the latest and the greatest technology in a great Apache sprayer. See them at High Plains Apache. The 2015's deeply discounted as well right now, and great financing options for you to consider as well. So don't let that be a hindrance. Come on in and see them. ETA Center, all the parts you need as well. At High Plains Apache, Mandan across from Bonanza, exit 60 south of Fargo at Frontier as well. And tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. Back to the calls here at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Up to Minot we go. And John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I seen on TV this morning where some of these people were protesting that the governor of Texas refused to take any of these refugees. And I also heard on TV that 1 out of 8 of our people are hungry. How are we going to afford to feed all of these people? I have more people hungry. This country is already living on borrowed time for the money we owe.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, I think about that often, actually, when we think about the need here in this country, okay? And, look, we have compassion. We have a long history of providing refuge for people in need of it.
We got to look after ourselves, too. We can't help this whole world out without looking after ourselves.
We do. I mean, quite honestly, sadly, a lot of – right here – let's just take North Dakota. All right, let's just take North Dakota. I can find you third world conditions on Native American tribes in this state of the violence and the drugs and the poverty and the incest and I mean just horrific, you know, poor health. It's absolutely off right here. So you can if you want to take this on, take it on here. Meanwhile, let's more efficiently help the folks over there to the degree, obviously, we are the United States. We're going to be better than most. But there's ways to help these people. Again, the no-fly zone was a no-brainer. Was an absolute no-brainer. Now, I can't imagine why we didn't do it. Was it because we don't want to commit the military assets to it? We'd just rather burden, the social services of states instead? I mean, you're going to pay one way or another, so I don't know why we wouldn't say, look, we're enforcing this. Then these people don't have to leave Assyria, and when ultimately Assad's taken down and this brutal regime is toppled, these people can go back in their home country. Doesn't that make more sense, John?
I agree with you 100%, but I don't know. Some of these people, they evidently don't know how to think. The only thing I can think of.
Well, I want more of this in the presidential race, honestly. I made a prediction after Paris that I thought everything would change about the presidential race, and it really hasn't, to the best of my recollection. I mean, give or take a few points here or there. Ben Carson's down a little. Donald Trump's up a little. But, you know, maybe Marco Rubio's kind of, I think, I did see a nice number about Marco Rubio beating Hillary Clinton by 8 points. But actually all the Republican candidates did in a new poll, so that was... that was gratifying, but and maybe that's why. Maybe there's the impact. It'll be easier to beat Hillary now because of what has happened. But I would like to see more of the conservative candidates make the case on what they would do differently. You know, you got President Obama lecturing us that we ought not be afraid of these guys. This from the guy who called the ISIS the JV. This from the guy who days before Paris said they were contained now expects us to, it's not that big a threat. Don't let this worry you. We'll defeat these guys. Trust me. No, I don't trust you on anything.
The only time them people seem to get a little emotional is when they're talking against the conservatives. They don't approve of anything they do. They never get conservative for, you know, when they talk about any of the Democrats.
Who's they?
By they, I mean the liberals.
Yeah. But I would like to see our Republican candidates, conservative candidates, do a better job of saying how they would do it differently. Because, again, you've had the president giving you one extreme. I'd like to see them give us a different extreme, partly of what you're talking about and on how we deal with refugees there. John, appreciate the call. Kurt Bismarck next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Two quick points. You know, I'm an independent voter, and I'm completely fed up with both parties. We spent 8 years of Bush-Cheney trying to create democracy in the Middle East, or so they claim, and we got 8 more years of Obama doing the same thing. All we got out of it was Libya and the Arab Spring. And we have this idea that we're going to spread democracy around the world. It just sickens me. We're not going to do it. This thing with keeping Assad out has put us in a juxtaposition all the way around. We're killing enemies while we're killing friends at the same time. We just keep going around this nasty circle. And sooner or later, hopefully, we're going to wake up and that we can't be the policemen of the world and create democracy everywhere, because your point is dead on. We've got plenty of poverty in this country, and history shows us that the best thing that we can do for our own country is be strong economically. And this other idea, and you hit it right on the head, be it that, and I don't praise the Democrats for doing anything better. You know, people are talking about the no-fly zone now. That ship has left. The Russians are there. That ain't going to happen. I want to hear some solutions from some of these people, and I'm certainly not going to buy into somebody that says, I will bet my ranch that Donald Trump and his statement that he's going to build a wall down in Mexico and have the Mexicans pay for it, I'll bet the ranch that that never, ever, ever happens. I need some serious players in this thing.
Curry, appreciate the call. Good thoughts. Thanks a bunch. And I agree with much of what you said. I think the similarities between the Bush administration and the Obama administration on threats was vastly different. I don't think it was more of the same. But other than that, I pretty much agree with everything you said. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550. More from Watford City coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And we are back in Watford City at the Watford City High School today, getting set for a talk radio town hall with Senator John Hoeven, who will be here from 10 until 11 today. Senator Hoeven coming up to actually, we asked him to do this a number of months ago and just a matter of finding the right date, and he was very amenable to it, and we're glad that he's here. And, of course, the high school students will get a chance to hear from him as well, but it's open to members of the public. If you come up, we'll start here in about a half hour, and you're invited to come on by and door number 14 at the Watford City High School Media Center is actually where we're located. A couple of emails I want to get in from the last topic, and then we'll introduce our guest, Steve Holand, from the Superintendent of Schools from McKinsey County Public School District. Emailer says, the reason the people in other countries don't fight is because there's nothing to fight for. They just exist in their country. They don't have freedom like we do. This country, if attacked with boots on the ground from other countries, would fight to defend our way. That's why it has and probably never will be attacked that way. But then if the liberal gun haters had their way, maybe that could change. Appreciate the email. Ken says about ISIS specifically, how come our governor did not answer a simple yes or no question on whether or not he will allow Syrian refugees to come to North Dakota? And then everybody wonders why Trump is leading in the polls. This is how Jesse Ventura got elected. As a Minnesota transplant, Governor Dayton is just one of the many reasons I jumped at the chance to come to North Dakota. Minnesota was a great place. I grew up there. I raised a family there. But the liberal politicians in the Twin Cities are ruining the state. We were talking about an event that Governor Mark Dayton yesterday or the night before spent the night with the Black Lives Matter protesters down in the Twin Cities. And I think that emailer is responding to that as well. Let's see here. Do we get everybody in? Divided we fall. I have never felt so divided as a country as I do today. It's time to give these liberals their own state and leave the rest of us alone. The Clintons are the ones that started this. Conservatives are the problem mentality. Great show, and thanks for the opportunity to express my thoughts, is Larry from Bismarck. All right, a couple of thoughts there. Texter says, can you please ask Scott can you translate this, Todd, since it came from you?
It was exactly, okay, what has Assad, he just texted a follow-up.
Okay, could please ask Scott, what has Assad done to his people that is so bad? Okay.
Well, okay, now he adds, other than protect his country from ISIS and proxies, armies, America, Israel, and Turkey, and Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, no, good question. I'm not the best expert on it, but that's a good question for Senator Hoeven, who will be here a little later on to talk about why we are as concerned as we are about that. We had a couple calls, too, from folks we'll get to a little later on here. One about a piece of the paper about Canada bringing in immigrants. that could walk across the border. That's not a small thing. Congressman Kramer's actually been talking about that for a while, because there is a very different way of gaining access to Canada than there is the United States. So therefore, you know, they aren't as strict of who they allow in on legal visas, okay? And so, in other words, somebody that couldn't mean us harm comes in to Canada and then easily comes across the northern border. We don't think a lot about that, but that's something to pay attention to. We'll get to that call later on in the program. Appreciate all your comments, though. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Steve Holland is here. Steve is the superintendent of McKenzie County School District, and we are in Watford City. Thanks for having us, by the way.
Absolutely.
Enjoying this very much, getting set for Senator Holman. Should be good fun.
Yeah, we're very much looking forward to it. The students are looking forward to it. Our teachers are looking forward to it. So it should be a great day.
That's neat. It really is. Now, Watford City is a busy place, but not every day you get a member of the U.S. Senate in to take questions from your students, is it?
Absolutely. No, very special. We're glad to have him. It's always great to have Senator Hovind here, and he's been here on occasion, so it's going to be a great morning.
Now, we're in the Watford City High School today, but this won't be the Watford City High School for long, right?
No, only a couple months left. We think about that every once in a while. It'll be basically an intermediate school, grades 4, 5, and 6, long-term probably a middle school. So the time frame of this being our high school is very limited now.
Yeah, and that's interesting, 4, 5, and 6 being the intermediate school. Your growth really is in those young kids, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, right now we've got our biggest grade is grade 1. We have about 146 students in grade 1. Our K-3 population is right around that 130, 140 range, which is double our high school range right now of 9 through 12, which is 60s and 70s for the most part. So that's been our growth from the beginning. It continues to be our growth. And what we've lost a little bit up at the upper high school level has been stable to growth still at those lower grade levels.
So what is on the drawing board right now to handle the growth that you have coming?
You know, when the high school opens up, we'll have some options. You know, we'll move grade 4 and 5 up that are in portable classrooms right now. We've got 10 portable classrooms at the elementary. So we'll have a K-3 building down there of about 550 kids in a 600-capacity building. And then we'll have 4, 5, and 6 in this building, which will have plenty of capacity. And then we'll move 7 through 12 out to the new high school. So it's a different configuration. It's not an ideal one for 4, 5, and 6 in an intermediate. But basically, we have two elementaries and a high school. And it buys us some time because we will have some room. The bigger pinch is going to be that K through 3 again because, you know, we only have about 50 student capacity down there even after we move 4 and 5 out. So that'll continue to push us.
So even with schools coming out of the ground, in the case of the new high school, you say you're going to buy some time. You're not going to be long before you build more schools.
Well, that was the complicated part when we went on our bond referendum is that it was almost like a multi-tiered approach. We almost needed two buildings right away, and we had to pick the high school first, which was kind of the corner piece that we needed. And, you know, we needed to address something with that lower grade level. With 140 to 150 kids per grade level, you know, that's 6 to 7 sections, and you just don't have elementaries that big. And so we're going to have to figure out something to get those grade levels broke up. And, you know, we're buying time because they just keep moving along, and now it's the third grade, we'll be the fourth grade, we'll be the fifth grade. Those bigger classes just keep pushing themselves through the system, so we're going to have to adjust. We have an elementary building that we have in a planning phase right now. That was always kind of part when we went with the bond referendum. So we're continuing to kind of work that out now. Obviously, a little bit more challenging with the slowdown, but we still have a long-term facility vision that we're trying to work toward that'll kind of ease all of these configuration issues and some of the overcrowding.
Steve Holland is the superintendent of Watford City Schools, McKenzie County Public School District, with us today on What's on Your Mind. We're live at the high school. Senator Hovind will be here next hour and just chatting about what is arguably the fastest growing school district in the state of North Dakota. Percentage-wise, that's certainly true. And maybe, you know, a battle between you and West Fargo on actual numbers. Huh?
That's about it. I mean, I think we've kind of kidded with West Fargo over the years, but last, you know, 4 or 5 years that, you know, they obviously in bulk numbers, they get us, but percentage-wise and impact, you know, we were a district that had two buildings, and when you start getting increases of the 200 to 300 range, we can't hide them very well. You can't move them around. There's no boundaries of which you kind of disperse that population. So it does kind of impact a smaller district a little bit just because those kind of changes for so many facility type issues.
Is this good for the kids? Do they enjoy this kind of growth?
I think so. I mean, I really do. The diversity has been great. You know, through all of this, the students are the most flexible through the whole process. I mean, students are resilient. They'll adapt. They'll change. We find out all the time. The adults often struggle more than the students do. So I think they've embraced it. I think initially we fought the, you know, new kid versus, you know, the traditional kid type thing. But, you know, with our population now, you can't even really tell the difference. So everybody's in it together, and it's been exciting. I think they see the new programs. They see the benefits that we've had from the growth. So it's very much been a positive.
What's your typical teacher here? One that's been here for decades, or do you have a lot of turnover?
Not anymore. We went through a phase of fairly dramatic retirements. We had a very veteran staff about 6-7 years ago, and we went through a very 5-6 retirements every year. We have a very young staff now. We still have somewhat of a mix, and we still have some veterans, but by far, the number that's kind of the alerting one is, you know, over 50% of our staff have been here for a year or less. So that's been probably a challenge more than anything. We're bringing people from different school districts and trying to assimilate them into our district. So that's exciting. It's a new perspective, but it's also a challenge for our administrators to work with that bulk of new staff, too.
So when you want a new teacher in a particular position, it's not like, okay, put this out and list the position and the resumes will flood in. I mean, do you have to actually recruit these teachers?
You know, you kind of do. That's a different dynamic, but you really do. And you branch out now more than just statewide. I mean, you look at kind of a national level. And we have a very diverse, we talk about our student population being very diverse, but our teacher population. I mean, we have teachers from numerous states across the country that have experience in other areas that are now teaching in our school district. So it does become a recruitment thing, especially the hard-to-find positions. We had a couple this year. You know, when you have the high school positions such as VOEG, business and some of those, it's very difficult. And you start advertising in different places. You start reaching out to your colleges and doing whatever you can.
And it's working?
You know, it is.
You ultimately fill the position?
We ultimately fill the positions. We feel good about that. It was 26 this year that we filled. Wow. And, you know, with the shortage around the state and otherwise, we felt very good about that. And it was right before school started, before we got that 26th position, but we were able to do it, so we felt good.
And, I mean, is the chaotic nature, and I use that in a good way, of this, you know, this growth and the, you know, mentioned earlier, you get a certain amount of energy here. When you're around this amount of growth, you can't help but sort of get sucked into the vortex a little bit. And, you know, I would imagine if I'm looking for a particular position, I'd rather be part of that than, you know, a school that's shrinking.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing we've learned with the vast hiring we've done the last 3-4 years is just looking for the type of person that's going to fit into your district. And it does become almost a personality mentality type thing. You do need somebody who's going to come in who wants that vibrant environment. And we've flat out told people, if you wanted to come here for the last 4 or 5 years of your career and kind of ease in and have a nice quiet place, don't come, you know, and we won't hire you. We need somebody to come in who likes this, who likes that kind of dynamic environment, and we advertise that. We don't want to hire somebody who's not ready for that.
And anybody that's seen any reporting on the new school knows you've got a really neat school. I mean, you did it right, didn't you?
Well, I hope so. I mean, we feel really good about it now. We're, you know, a few months out from getting into that building, and it was a challenge financially to be able to fund this. There's no question about it. It was really kind of a puzzle that had to be put together. You know, it's just the leg and the funding and how to get this all through. But the board's been very supportive. We did not want to leave the opportunity of having a building that, you know, really a 75-year building. You know, it's a long-term building in your community. We wanted the community to be proud of the building. So I really feel like we did something well here. I really hope so.
And when it opens, it'll be full, right?
Well, we built a little bit of room for ourselves, and the slowdown probably helped us a little bit there. But we'll have a little bit of room in there, but a little bit of room to grow. But we'll have a good number out there. We'll have 550, 600 kids out in that building, and that'll be fun. I think the last 18 months, there's a lot of ups and downs, a lot of challenges. For me, the first day you go in there and see hundreds of kids in the hallways walking up and down, that's going to be great.
Sure is. Opens in January. We'll be back up for that. It'll be great. Steve, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Steve Holden, the superintendent of McKenzie County Public School District, our guest on What's On Your Mind. When we come back, time for a couple more calls. Then the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator John Hoeven coming up. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Well, we're in Watford City today for the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Hovind, and next week, something fun planned here in Watford City with the University of Mary. The community reception is going to be taking place at the new Main Street office location. You'll have an opportunity to meet University of Mary staff and faculty, discuss coursework and offerings, and they'd love to hear your ideas. They'll be serving up some light appetizers and refreshments. Stop by, say hello. That is Tuesday, December 1st, week from tomorrow, at the University of Mary office, which is located in the Watford City Realty Group. Big sign. You can't miss the Watford City Realty sign at 329 North Main Street. And that'll go from 5 until 7. It is open to everyone. So it should be a great time. If you would like some more information on that, you can call Kristen Bolkin at 701 580 1177, 701-580-1177. Wanted you to know about that happening here next week, which I think is great. UMary's got a campus here now. They'll actually be moving once the new event center is open into that facility up adjacent to the high school. But really encourage employers to think long and hard about partnerships with the University of Marion that could serve you well in retaining and attracting employees. It's a great way to go. They do great work. All right. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. And a couple of calls that came in during our break. Go ahead and roll those, Todd.
Hey, good morning. There's a piece in the paper where Canada is going to bring in immigrants, 900. I don't know if it's 900 a week, a month, a year, whatever, but it's a lot of them, into Canada. So this is a perfect scenario for ISIS. They can jump right in and join them and come on into Canada and then walk across the border into the United States. I mean, you can literally walk across the border in hundreds of places. So that's probably more scarier than bringing them into our country. So anyway, have a good day.
It's definitely a concern. Another one we can add to the list for Senator Hoban here next hour to talk a little bit about. I'm not sure what paper you saw that in. Callers from Minot. I have the Minot Sunday paper. I don't know where you saw that, but as I mentioned earlier, Congressman Kramer has long been talking about a rather lax process of the Canadians in deciding who gets a legal visa to come there. They pretty much take all. And if you go to Canada legally and then make your way down here, you know, that's a concern. I don't see it in Sunday's paper here in front of me, but I'd love to see that article. Forward it on if you think of it. Another call. You're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Roll it.
Well, I just heard your clip about the antagonizer in chief. You still can't say the word ISIS. These people are from Syria. That's where ISIS is, Islamic State in Syria. One thing to pull his head out of his behind and figure out that there is a crisis going on in this world, and we don't want it brought here. Yeah, I feel for the refugees and everything, but, the terrorists are infiltrating the refugees, and we let them in. They're going to be here. They're going to bring the fight to us instead of us taking the fight to them. This guy, he's got to get out of the White House. He's just ruining this country, and I don't know if it's just because he's committed to this agenda he's on or what. He won't actually take care of business. You live in the fantasy world. Can't say ISIS. What a guy.
Yeah, he's big on ISIL, and, ISIL's, I guess, just a broader term for what they're trying to get, and I actually think it's probably more indicative than what they're trying to do. They want Islamic State, not in Syria. They want it everywhere. But I hear you, it's just one of those little, it's the least of my worries about him, but I understand your concern. Another one here. Go ahead and roll that.
Scott. Todd, where was our president educated in his formative years? Indonesia. How was he educated during his formative years? As a Muslim. Is it any wonder he's pro-Muslim and anti-American?
How do you spell Muslim, Todd?
M-U-S? It depends on who's spelling him. I hear some people say Muslim like they're cows or something.
But the caller factually points out where the president was educated in his formative years. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Dinesh D'Souza wrote a book, did a movie about it. John, on the road, you're next on to What's on Your Mind.
I just got two comments. One is that ISIS is already here, and I recommend a book by Michael Savage, number one in the top seller list right now, Zero Government, or Government Zero.
Those are the two things. ISIS is here and a book recommendation. All right. Appreciate that. Love book recommendations. Get them a lot from listeners. And they go on the nightstand. I eventually get to them. But appreciate that very much. The David Limbaugh book has been getting a lot of attention from our listeners here of late. And we have actually a scheduled interview with David coming up. So for those of you that have been sending in those suggestions, thank you very much, and keep them coming. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Our friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, was on with us last week to announce a great deal that we have for our listeners now through the end of the year. When you buy four pillows You get the, you only pay for one. I mean, just unbelievable. You buy four pillows, you pay for one. You get two classic My Pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Buy now for Christmas. And by the way, the money back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. They are so confident, they just want to give you plenty of time to say, yep, no, it's for me. But I mean, if you want to sleep on it until, you know, the last day of February and say, no, it's not for me. And it will cost you nothing other than shipping to get the get it back. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or here's the number for our listeners, 800-506-9028. Tell them you want the 4-for-1 deal. More from Watford City and Senator Hovind when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/ndda.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.